been dealing this morning with the anointing, what it talks about, and it talks about the being anointed, being put into position, but then the Spirit of the Lord coming upon. It's more than just semantics. It's more than just even having the right terminology. It is a whole different aspect. So that once you realize this, it gives you two things. It gives you a solidness in who you are in Christ, but it also lets you know that because of your sonship, you have the ability to exercise your faith at will. There's no law against faith, and as Galatians 5 says. But then also you know that because you're anointed, then it is inevitable that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you. And so we want to emphasize that. Now, we have been discussing also over the last couple of days this aspect of the promise of the Spirit. So we want to bring some of that out this afternoon. And I wanted to... Let's see. Yes. Yes. We're going to pick up now in Judges. You're going to go to Judges chapter 13. And I'm going to try to get this done in a session, which means it'll probably take two. But Judges 13 is where we'll start. And you might want to just mark these or make a note of them. In Judges chapter 13, verse 24, and many of you, again, if you've been to the DHT, you know you've heard this passage before. But I want to hit a couple of places beyond this just to enforce it. In Judges 13, 24, it says, "And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times." Now you hear that? The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. Now, Samson was anointed really from his childhood and had a covenant with God concerning predominantly his hair as a Nazarite vow. But he was anointed from his mother's womb to be a judge over Israel. So he was anointed a judge. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him to give him the ability to be that judge because of the position of being a judge. Right? So just like we said, first the anointing, then the Spirit of the Lord comes upon. You will see this over and over and over. Okay. Next break. Okay, next break. Okay. Take five. Okay? We got an emergency call we need to handle. All right? So, all right. As a matter of fact, you can just pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Agree. Even though you don't know what we're praying for, just trust me, you could agree with it. All right? So, I will be right back.